data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 14th of May, 2025. With a real feel of 17 degrees, it's 18 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. JCTR urges the government to release ZAMSA audit report after US cuts health aid. Nyimba farmers warn of imminent food shortage after heavy rain ruin harvest. And Ramaphosa says white South Africans going to US are cowards.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on the news in detail. The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection has urged the government to urgently release the ZAMSA audit report to the public, naming those implicated in the theft of medicines and outlining systematic failures and corrective actions following the decision by the U.S. government to cut aid to the health sector. JCTR Social and Economic Development Programs Manager Edward Musosa has also urged the government to reform the Public Interest Disclosure Act to ensure full anonymity and protection for whistleblowers and allocating more resources to the ACC, DEC and police for enforcement to scale up operations of the Joint Task Force. He said the government should also accelerate the prosecution of all individuals regardless of rank or political affiliation implicated in the theft of medicines. Mr. Musosa said with procurements set to continue until January 2026, the government must collaborate with the U.S. government and other cooperating partners to develop a robust transition plan. He said the theft of life-saving drugs is a violation of human dignity and a failure of stewardship, hence urging the government to take immediate, decisive and transparent action to protect the poor and restore Zambia's credibility.
It is crucial that the current government take full responsibility for addressing the ongoing issue of drug theft, considering that some of this has been happening during the reign of the current government, as reported by the U.S. ambassador. There is also lack of transparency, as it is in the public domain that there is a forensic audit that has been referred to. However, this has not been made public. We've also observed that there is weak enforcement. There is no clear commitment to a robust prosecution or asset recovery.
Some farmers in Nyimba district of Eastern Province are grappling with a fresh crisis after heavy rains caused already harvested maize to germinate, raising serious concerns over food insecurity and economic loss in the region. Mambo village headman Gezani Piri said while farmers initially celebrated a bumper harvest this season, the situation has taken a drastic turn with many now at risk of losing their only food supply. Speaking to Hot FM News, several affected farmers have expressed concern, explaining that their harvested maize, once safely stored, has become soft and is beginning to sprout, making it both inedible and unsellable. The farmers have since appealed to the government and relevant stakeholders for assistance, warning that without swift intervention, the community could face severe food shortages in the coming months.
Sino chaka vincherele tali mabuino koma jazo tifuti lakoba ino ntawe ya tukolola mvula ilo kwangako soba vopo na pansi jinyi njifiri kota zibiri vurumele soromba tutolakoba vome ratu wika pa mbali tuita separate hivi vabuino na vutuvika pa veka koma njara inde iliko omba nkasako ya siyana na lasi ye
zisi ye hapa monga nsima ya ivarima kwa nkasako
njara ingave kufuringa na kutika hili hapa mirisi tevena ngoti na chosa nishi karina manzi kasi.
In more news, the Zambia Rowers Limited says the ongoing Africa Row Conference in Johannesburg, South Africa, presents a valuable opportunity for Zambia to engage with key industry players and forge strategic partnerships aimed at enhancing the country's railway system. Delegates have gathered at the Africa Rail Conference in Johannesburg to explore solutions and drive transformation within the rail sector. The event, which brings together leading railway operators, investors, policymakers, and technology providers from across the continent and beyond, provides a strategic platform for ZRL to pursue partnerships aimed at revitalizing Zambia's rail transport sector. ZRL Managing Director Engineer Cuthbert Malindi says the Zambian delegation has engaged in high-level discussions and networking sessions with key stakeholders in rail industry sector, and says the conference is a good platform for industry stakeholders to discuss and shape the future of rail across the continent. Engineer Malindi has emphasized that a robust rail network is key to reducing logistics costs, boosting trade and unlocking Zambia's economic potential. This is according to a statement issued by the First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission in South Africa, Tamara Nyirenda. Now, in a move to support complement government's efforts in providing affordable housing, First Quantum Minerals, through its subsidiary FQM Trident Limited, has allocated 320 residential plots to its employees under the newly launched FQM Trident Employee Housing Initiative program in Kalumbila District. The mining firm has so far invested 7.1 million kwacha in the project towards preparing the land near its mining operation and laying the groundwork for what it envisions as a vibrant, self-sustaining community shaped by the people who live and work within it. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Kalumbila District Commissioner Brenda Sankisa has lauded the project as a significant milestone not only for the mining firm but for the entire Kalumbila community. Ms. Sankisa has emphasized the critical role of secure and affordable housing in human and sustainable socio-economic development. And speaking at the same event, FQM Trident General Manager Scott Whitehead has explained that the plots are accessible through payroll-based payment plans, ensuring affordability and inclusion, and that for further support on home ownership, the company is providing building material loans of up to 150,000 kwacha to eligible employees. Meanwhile, Kalumbila Town Development Corporation Manager Michael Kabongo has underscored FQM's unique approach in establishing a town in Northwestern Province designed to thrive beyond the mine's lifespan.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia National Commercial Bank, ZANACO, and Liquid Intelligent Technologies have today announced a strategic partnership aimed at expanding access to vital digital and financial services for Zambian consumers. ZANACO Board Chairperson Professor Oliver Sasa said the partnership reflects the bank's commitment to enhancing convenience, accessibility, and the integration of cutting-edge technology for its customers. He said as part of this collaboration, ZANACO is proud to announce the deployment of express agents in 6 selected Liquid Home stores across Lusaka and the Copper Belt. Professor Sasa has stated that this initiative is a testament to its unwavering dedication to making banking more accessible, seamless, and aligned with the dynamic digital landscape of today.
By embedding express agents within our partner stores, we are redefining customer engagement and making banking services more accessible and convenient to everyone in the country in everyday life. In the broader context, the payment industry across Africa continues to experience rapid growth. According to the MasterCard Commission's report by Genesis Analytics, issued in March this year, Africa's digital payments economy is set to grow to reach $1.5 trillion United States dollars. Despite these positive developments or trends, challenges still remain.
And Liquid Intelligent Technologies Chief Executive Officer Mark Townsend has highlighted the company's extensive infrastructure, noting that it operates the 26 Liquid Home stores in Zambia, primarily located in high traffic malls, and maintains a vast 110,000 kilometers fiber network across Africa. He said by empowering its customers with connectivity and digital solutions, they are contributing to connecting Africa and have identified ZANACO as a key partner in helping them expand its reach in the country.
And as we want to grow our economy and as we want to grow digital financial inclusion in Zambia, collaboration is key. And this opportunity brings not just a marriage of convenience or liquid intelligent technologies and ZANACO, it also brings a marriage of innovation. Because through these partnerships, we will be able to innovate and to create and develop digital, financial, and digital inclusive solutions for our customers, for the banking customers, and for our future customers as well.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get